people out here. I've learned a ton of information. It's kind of humbling too. All in all though, it's been a wonderful thing.
You picked Nate's brain a little bit to see what he went through.
Yeah,
last year.
I have. Nate's been a great asset to having this. He's been giving out advice, kind of the do's and don'ts, and maybe you should try this. This might work for you. This didn't work for me. Kind of back and forth. But it's been very valuable.
Are you gonna do everything here, or save stuff and just do your pro day, or you can go through everything they put you through here?
I'm gonna do everything here.
And then pro day, same thing?
Or pro day I'll probably do position work. I don't think I'll work out as far as the running and lifting.
Did you follow his career in Denver?
Nate's? Yeah, it was good to watch him. I got to see him play in Denver a little bit, and it's amazing to see that Nate has gotten bigger. So.
What are you looking forward to doing most? I mean, is it the working out, is it talking to teams, is it just meeting some of the other linemen, going through the process, or other players?
I mean, I'm really just kind of taking it all in right now. This is such a phenomenal opportunity to be able to come out here, get all this experience, meet all these fantastic players, and meet with the coaches, kind of get your name out, and you can't really just pick one thing. It's the opportunity and the experience itself has been fantastic.
What's the one piece of advice that he told you that might be the most important, do you think?
Keep a level head and just enjoy it, because this is your opportunity, this is your shot, this is your job interview. Might as well make the best of it.
Who's the best defensive lineman you played against in college?
Defensive lineman? It varied years to years. Sue was obviously a phenomenal player. So was Wallace Gilberry, my true freshman year. Alden Smith, it's really hard to just pick one. I played against Vaughn Miller as well. Ziggy Hood, Arakpo. I've had my share of a good defensive lineman.
You had to fight them inside and outside too.
Yeah.
You got the inside guys.
I did. I played the D tackles and the heavier guys, and I played the faster guys. So.
Where do you see yourself projecting out in the pros? I mean, guard tag. You got tackle size, but you played a lot of guard, obviously.
Mostly right tackle. I can play right guard though, and I'm very versatile. You know, and I owe the Colorado coaching staff for that. You know, I'm a 6'7" guard. You don't get a lot of those. But I can bend, and it's thanks to them.
But the ones you do, I gotta imagine, look at Leonard Davis and the Pro Bowls he went to, tackle guard. That's gotta be a good example, right?
He did pretty well. Hard to argue with that.
What do you think about the zone blocking scheme? How you might fit that if you ever want to play?
I've been running zone for a long time, even in high school. I understand zone very well, and with the coaching change we had at Colorado, I've learned a few ways to run the zone.
How much emphasis does a guy like you put on a 4-3?